God's attributes were manifested to his bride in his last days. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we're raised up for. Praise the Lord. The original I. The original I. The original seed.
When shall these things be? The first question. Second question. Because he says he's coming back. So, what is the sign of your coming? What would be the sign of the end of the world? And he began to answer them. Now, therefore, in the answer to the three questions, you have to know which part of this chapter in his answer refers to the destruction of Jerusalem, and which one refers to the sign of his coming and the sign of the end of the world. Now, and your ability to place this will remove the confusion. Now, it is their inability to place this properly that is making them think that we shall be in the tribulation. Therefore, it is important you listen to this teaching. Bride of Jesus Christ, listen to me now. He said that only those who will not take the mark of the beast will be saved. And the only those who will not take the mark of the beast, according to Revelation chapter 13, they are because you must take a mark. You must have the mark of Christ. If you don't have the mark of Christ, automatically you have the mark of the beast. And the mark of the beast is a mark of deceit. Listen very well. There is a spiritual mark and a physical mark. If you already take the mark of Christ, the mark of Christ is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
What that scripture is saying, only those who have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost that will not take that mark. But you will not resist that mark by saying physically, say, I will not take it. I will not take it. And then because you will not take it, therefore you will not buy and sell. Therefore, you are ready to die. And then you die. That is not it. Everyone that does not receive the Holy Ghost will take it. And all those who receive the Holy Ghost, they will go in the rapture. And since they will go in the rapture, they will not take the mark of the beast. Actually, I have taught this before. I hear people call a gentleman from a denomination, I think he said he's from either Deeper Life or somewhere like that. And also a sister called a week ago or more, I think from France, particularly the one that called yesterday, was so angry. He believes that I'm a teacher. And he has respect for my teaching, but this aspect that I teach, that the church, the bride of Jesus Christ, will not go through the tribulation. He said I should correct that, that it is contrary to the Bible. Praise the Lord. And if you are listening to me, that brother, wherever you are, I think you come from somewhere, Port Harcourt or somewhere in the East. You observe that I didn't want to argue with you because I don't argue with the people. We only share revelation. We share revelation. And knowing that you were talking from a very, very blind point of view, I knew that a lot has to be done to open your eyes. And so I concluded, after all, what is the purpose of this revelation? The purpose of this revelation is so that we are not shaken by what is happening around. That is what revelation does. And so I concluded by telling you, I asked you, I said, but do you believe there will be a rapture? And you said, yes, brother. The brother said, yes. I said, I think what is important is not how the rapture will take place, when it will take place, whether you go through a tribulation before the rapture takes place, I think the important thing is that you should make sure you are rapturable. And then I said this should conclude and end all arguments. Because whatever we are preaching is to ensure we are in the rapture. So I only ended the discussion with you. I didn't argue with you. I said, oh, that is your understanding? And you said, yes, yes. And you were looking too angry. So I pacified you with the words, sweet words, that you should just make sure we are all rapturable, isn't it? So that we don't fight. And he agreed, and then the call ended. But at the same time, too, I know because of what is happening, we need to establish us so that we are not, you know, disturbed by what is happening. You know,
the kingdom of heaven, according to Romans 14 and verse 17, it says it is
peace. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. What gives us peace is nothing but knowledge of what is happening around. As I spoke with my brother yesterday, what quickly came to my mind? Luke chapter 5. A statement the Lord Jesus Christ made that Dr. Luke captured. Verse 36. And let me read it up to verse 39. Let's listen. You may catch something. This is so important. It is this knowledge that differentiates us from the blind denominations with their blind leaders. And when the blind leads the blind, you can imagine the confusion that will be on the road. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why we like to sing. I will sing that song. Open my eyes that I may see. Oh, glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Bless in my hands thou wonderful King. But thou shalt unclasp and set me free. Okay, may your eyes of understanding be opened today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm reading again Luke chapter 5, I'm from verse 36. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man put a new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But this is the order, this is the principle. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. And then a principle again, come on, verse 39. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desireth new. For he said, the old is better. And this is for all believers. I say all because we have the denominations and even the entire message has been denominated. So that's why I say this is for all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is a principle. I want to say this with all sense of responsibility and with all humility too. And I'm not saying this to be sarcastic. This scripture is fulfilled this day.
Amen.
It's a pattern. What is that old wine and what is that bottle? Now, at the time of this parable, The means of storage was also animal skin that is made, you know, turned into a container. They didn't have the plastic. They didn't have the plastic industries that we have today that we can make containers. And the earthen pot, the pot had to be stationary. The only one that you can move about with is the one that you can carry either on your camels or your donkeys or your shoulder, and then you move about. That is where you put your water, you put your wine. And so when the weather, with time, that sheepskin, that is the bottle referred to there, the sheepskin there, you know, dries up. You know, when it dries up, there is the wine that is already inside. I mean, the wine that is already inside there, it dries up, is already used to it. Now, the wine that is inside is normally not as lively as the new wine that is just poured. Now, so that old one has been there with the container, and it is used to it, it's been bearing it, you know. And so, because it is dry, there is no elasticity anymore, so it cannot expand due to if there should be anything. If you put anything in that old skin there that has life, like the wine that is bubbling and is like a Coca-Cola, you know, compressed something. Now, so Christ was using it to speak of revelation. Now they were all with their Pharisees, denominational, Judaistic, Moses law. And now grace was coming in. He's not going to pick Gamaliel to give him that revelation. He's not going to Sanhedrin council to bring them because they can't receive it. He's not going among the Sadducees to bring the people there. Can't you see where he went to pick his disciples? They were fresh people, fresh, fresh. Then he gives them that new revelation. And there is something inside of them. There is an elasticity in their spirit man that will contend the revival that was set to take place when this new grace anointing is poured upon them. If you take it to the Pharisees, it will scatter their system. Their denominational system will break down. It will scatter. And so also it is today. They are already used to their denominational teachings concerning water baptism, concerning how the Holy Ghost operates, concerning how orderly things should go. They are already used to formality. Then when the Holy Ghost and the anointing came in Azusa Street and the revival was taking place, it did not go to those denominational leaders. It picked one humble man somewhere. And all that believed, they were not of none of those leaders, because their system would not permit falling down the anointing. Their system would not permit speaking in tongues, miracles, signs, and wonders. Their people will not, their system will not permit shouting in the Holy Ghost, dancing in the Holy Ghost, and screaming. They call them holy rollers. They call them whatever fanaticism. It's because they were too old. And you take that revelation to the denominational system,
that system will break. It cannot contain it.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. And so it is. Anytime a new revelation is going to come up, anytime God wants to move his church forward, he does not go to the old established system. He does not go to their leaders. He will go and meet somebody that is unknown, that at least was not in the level of those people, and begin to, through him, begin to deliver and serve this new wine. Praise God. And that is the problem today with the denominational system. How God will pick a man like William Branham, they could not accept it. He didn't go to their Bible school. He didn't go to their denominational theological institutions. But here he is, God has chosen him to shine the light in this age. And who are those that will catch it? You will only catch it if you come out of that old bottle. You will come out of that old denominational system before you will see this light. I'm going somewhere. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's the same thing. Even within the end time message, there are already names that the believer has established, that if there is going to be any further light, in fact, they are as guilty as the denomination. They don't believe in any other further light. They will not. If they didn't see William Branham speak about it, they will never believe it. The same thing the Lutherans were guilty of. The same thing the Wesleyans were guilty of. The same thing that even the Pentecostals were guilty of. The same thing you also, followers of the ministry of William Branham, in fact, you are more guilty even than them. Because your own case, you pick up a man and decided to idolize him. And then you build yourself around that and put the Holy Ghost away. And then went contrary to the same message that man brought. The same way the Pharisees and the Sadducees, holding on to the same law of Moses. And that same thing Moses prophesied to them was fulfilling before them, and they could not see it. Because they made too much of an idol of Moses to even see the fulfillment of what Moses had prophesied concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus. A prophet that shall be raised up like unto him. Amen. And he prophesied, and it came to pass. The same books they were reading, Jesus said, search the scriptures that you people are holding on to. You believe the laws, you believe the prophets. He said, in them you think you have life. And they are there that testify of me, but they could not see it. Why? They were too blind to see it. When your faith rests on your denominational teachings, other than resting on the progressive revelation of God, you are finished. And concerning salvation, anytime you put a full stop, God too will leave you there and move forward. That is the miserable estate that man is today. I say all this as a background to what we want to say. Knowing that there is an anointing, 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32 spoke of the sons of Issachar. Oh, there is a way he put it. Let's read it. He said, and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, to know what Israel ought to do because of their understanding of the times. Praise the Lord. To know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200 and all their brethren were, and all their brethren were what? At their commandment. If you don't follow them, you are finished. That because there was a special revelation they had. You don't follow them, they are finished. Finished. And this Issachar anointing is a perfect type of the bride's anointing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm happy to hear from comments from everywhere that the bride television, the medium by which we broadcast this entire message to the whole world, is now becoming the favorite of all stations, favorite of all watchers of the satellite television. And we are happy that there are even their leaders are listening.
And but don't be surprised.
Don't wonder why the listener, they don't come to correct their teachings. It's one of the problems they have found when they find themselves in the estate they have gotten into. Sometimes they go too far in their error to come back. And we are not called to refurbish the denomination. We are called to come out of the denominational system. They have their role to play in the agenda of Satan. And God too has his own agenda. Satan is moving on with his agenda. God is also moving on with his agenda. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And there is responsibility that goes with this decision to come out of the denominational system. A pastor from Abuja, maybe you are listening to me now. I saw your mail yesterday. You had to leave your denomination. And that denomination, you are leaving it at a very high cost because all your welfare, you are dependent on them 100%. They gave you house. You even bought that land, you know, with all your effort. You went to Abuja. you opened that branch, mobilized people there, you bought that land, and then you bought it in the name of the denomination, so you have to hand it over to them, and you have to go, the house they gave you, the everything they have to collect, and they are telling you, bring back all our property, and you are in error, and then already you are afraid because they will start to persecute you because they are also a spiritual church, and before you know what, they will go into spiritual work against you so that they will use as testimony then to scare other people from living and following you. But let me tell you, when Christ said, he that will follow me will pick up your cross, you're already picking your cross. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you that if it is truly a revelation you saw that makes you to leave that place, God will allow them to try you to prove to them that nothing else is the reason other than that you saw the light and you want to follow the light. So I'm not going to tell you that it is going to be easy for you. Brother from Abuja, is going to be rough. So be in expectation. And God will allow it to prove his point and to prove you too. To know whether it is for another reason you left the denomination or it is actually for truth. And you must come to an estate where for any reason at all, you will not compromise your eternal destination. You will not compromise your faith. And I want to also encourage you, brother. The truth is that your denomination saw the grace of God upon your life. And that's why they quickly used you to raise up their empire for them. But with that same grace, move aside and go and start gathering, fulfill your calling. Move aside, start again. This church you are seeing, so I was also in an intermediate denomination. I was in their system. I left. And they called me all manner of names. They said you should not associate with me. I'm heretic. I am this, I am that, I am this. But I was too focused to listen to what they were saying. This ministry you see so started with four of us in a room somewhere. And this is where we are today because we stood with God. If you stand with him, he will stand with you too. But if you are looking for association, that is where you have problem. And some of you, quickly you want to run to, you are looking for mentor, for Pastor Moses to be my father in the Lord. And that is what the denomination is hijack and turn your head. First God, your only father in the Lord is Jesus Christ. He's our father in the Lord. Any other one, your brother in Christ, not your father. So that before you start to look up to me, until you be bringing your tithe to me, and bring everything to me. The great, the lesser is blessed by the greater. And then because my ministry is big, therefore I am greater than you. Who says so? Who told you there is a small Holy Ghost and big Holy Ghost? Who told you there is small ministry and big ministry? It's lack of revelation.
That's right.
You start now and in 20 years time too, you if you have anything to offer, there will be attraction. People will come to you to and listen to you.
That's
praise
right.
The Lord.
Amen.
Okay, that is a preamble. As we go in, I want you to note again what the scripture says. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If I don't set this background, you may not understand where I am going. In Isaiah chapter 28, let me still add this. In Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 8, 9, and 10, and there is something I want you to note there as you study your Bible. He said, for all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. And these tables, table is where the food is served. Ah, praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All of you, our members, watching us online. Everybody is sitting at home now. If you are in Africa, in any part of Africa, some parts of Europe, direct people who have the free-to-air satellite decoder to our channel. Direct them there. Our Intelsat 20. We are broadcasting through ViewSat Africa. Direct them to our YouTube channels. Direct them to our live broadcast every Tuesday, every Friday, and every Sunday. People are hungry for truth. Don't hoard it. Advertise what you have. And you don't know how many people you will save by that. Hallelujah. These tables is referring to pulpits. He said they are full of vomit and filthiness, and so that there is no place clean. It's a prophecy. And he asked a question in verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Because ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Praise the Lord. Amen. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? These are the only people. This is the answer. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. The milk there, Apostle Peter tells us, as newborn babes, when you are born again, he said, desire the sincere milk of the word. For this is where you get your nourishment from the word, and spiritual strength is built thereby. He said, and them that are drawn from the breasts, you drink the milk of the word of God, like a baby, you draw it from breasts. And the breast of a woman is not one breast that feeds one child. To just nourish one child, God gave two breasts, because one breast alone will not give balanced diet. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our brother Wisdom once told us that he discovered that one breast has more salt than sugar. The other one has more sugar than salt. I don't know how he discovered. Praise the Lord. I don't know how he discovered it. I have not confirmed it myself. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But whatever it is for nourishment. And these are the only ones. The milk of the word of God is the Bible. And the two breasts is the Old and New Testaments. Praise the Lord. Now they are the only ones that are drawn from this breast that you can teach knowledge. Those who make the Bible, those who make this Bible, the word of God, they are absolute. They are the only ones that you can teach knowledge. That's what this place is saying. The only ones that you can teach knowledge, that will ever understand the things that pertain to salvation, are those who make this Bible, the word of God, they are absolute. And he added, he said, for precept, verse 10, must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Hear a little Old Testament, and hear a little New Testament. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They are the only ones that you can teach knowledge. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Not approved unto your denomination. Open your spirit and learn something new. When I say new, not that it is new to the Christian faith, but new to your own knowledge. It's to your own knowledge that is new. It has always been there. But when God quickens it to you, then it becomes new. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are talking the soon coming of the Lord, the soon coming of the Lord, like Apostle Paul, like the Issachar, the sons of Issachar. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, this is the way Apostle Paul put it. And from verse 1, and I will read it up to verse 11, so that you catch a picture of his emphasis here. But of the times and the seasons. Is that not the Issachar? Is that not what the sons of Issachar were noted for? They had knowledge of the times and the seasons. And the bride of Jesus Christ, Apostle Paul, is telling us, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. What he's saying is that he will take people by surprise. For when they shall say, they are looking for peace, peace, peace and safety, peace, peace. They're looking all around, peace, 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 peace. Then what will happen? Sudden destruction coming upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But that is where I find my joy. Ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Because we know. That is the whole purpose. It cannot take over as a surprise, because there's an agenda that has been unfolding before us. And we know. Oh, glory be to God. Ye are all the children of light. That is revelation. Light, yes, revelation. And the children of the day, we are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, hear the admonishment of our apostle. Let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Everything about your thinking in your head, that's that helmet. Everything in your head is salvation, 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 salvation. Why? For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And it is part of this edification that we make sure all confusions are removed. Now, concerning the confusion that people are having, let's try to look at the scriptures to prove that the church will not undergo tribulation. That great tribulation that we have been, the church has been talking about, the great tribulation, the great tribulation that is coming up. Hey, the great tribulation. Hey, the great tribulation. This will happen, blah, blah, blah. Hey, bride of Jesus Christ, by the Issachar anointing.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
By the bride's anointing.
That's right.
We know better. And this is where the confusion is. So, if you are hearing me for the first time, I've spoken this over and over and over through the Rapture Watch series we take every Thursday, through that sermon, The Divine Agenda, we took, and through the study of the book of Revelation. We have taken it in, you know, even the seven thunders, every opportunity we have tried to let the bride of Christ know that we know scripturally by the Bible, by the Bible. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, by the Bible. If I bring a quote of William Branham, the denomination, they will never accept, they will never listen to me. And that is where sometimes we make mistakes. William Branham will quote the Bible. You will be quoting William Branham. Why do you do that? That is, you disturb the message of that man by this action. You know. Instead of you to quote the Bible now, those of you who are following the ministry of Brother Moses, you'll be saying, Brother Moses, say Brother Moses. Who is Brother Moses? It's the name of Brother Moses in the Bible. So nobody will listen to you. That's why we try by all means, everything we teach you so that you too can confidently go anywhere and defend your faith by the same Bible.
That's right.
And unless you are able to do that, you are not in the end time message. The entire message came to give us the Bible to hold. Unless you are able to carry that Bible and open it and defend what you believe, everything you believe must be supported from the scripture. Unless you are able to do it, you have not yet benefited from the ministry of William Branham. For that ministry came to bring us back to the Bible. I am saying this to save the elect that have been caged with the quotes that are used by this, some of these blind preachers to cage you so that you don't, they will not allow God to move further with you. And so many of them are angry with me. You should have known by now that you have to continue to be angry, because I have no apology at all to you, because you didn't call me. And my ministry is not for you. That's why you are angry. Those my ministry is for, when they hear me, they're excited.
Sorry.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I say this because I'm on a mission to deliver the elect of Christ from every form of denomination. These same sermon books, the message that William Branham brought, that is supposed to liberate us, some have taken it and put us in another bondage. But our eyes of understanding, He has opened up our eyes, and through victory is ours. Who we are chained down in the past, through jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our Lord. Of understanding, He has opened up.